Om Shanti.
Today's blessing for 29th. May you discern every situation with the clear intellect and make an accurate decision and become an embodiment of success. May you discern every situation with a clear intellect and make an accurate decision and become an embodiment of success. To the extent that your intellect is clear, accordingly, you develop the power of discernment. Instead of thinking too much, stay in remembrance of the One Father and remain clear with the Father. And you will easily be able to discern every situation and make an accurate decision. Whatever the situation is at any time, and whatever the mood is of those who come into contact and relationship with you, to move along according to that time, to discern the situation and take a decision accordingly, is a great power, which also makes you an embodiment of success. So may you discern every situation with a clear intellect, make an accurate decision, and become an embodiment of success. So yesterday's blessing, all of you must have heard that, and we discussed it also. Baba has brought up the same topic about discernment and decision again, second time. Why is he doing that? I think we discussed a lot yesterday, but maybe there is something more that Baba wants to tell us. Yesterday we had discussed about all the different things, all the different points that are the prerequisite to a good decision, how to make a good decision. So thinking a lot, taking everything into consideration, all those things. Most of you heard that? Yesterday's? Yes? Because if you hear yesterday's, then you hear the next day, then it makes a lot of sense. So yesterday we had about 10, 12, 15 points about how to do that. It was using your intellect. Today Baba is talking something very different. Maybe he's talking something opposite. Is he telling us today that we should use our intellect a lot before making any decision? In today's blessing. Do you think he's saying that? You heard the blessing, right? Just now. Do you think he's saying in the blessing that we should use our intellect a lot? Okay. Now, there are two things today Baba is saying. One is, he's using the word clear. Twice he's used the word clear. So, what is the difference between yesterday's blessing and today's blessing, though it sounds the same? Yesterday, I think it was mostly about the self. If I need to make any decision which is connected to myself, what shall I do? And I have to see, of course, that how it affects others. But I think it was mainly about the self. Today, Baba is talking about a decision which is also other people are connected. They are also there. So how to do that? And so today he's telling us how to deal with others in an intelligent way. And the word clear, twice. So we have to think a little bit about this word clear. Clear in Hindi can be saaf, right, without any mixture. So when Baba says clear, what qualities are needed to be clear? Anybody? No waste. Clear. The biggest quality. Pardon? No impurities. So purity. Focus on the goal, not thinking too much. Yes? Anything else? Clear. Transparent. So it means inside, outside? Same. I'm not showing somebody something else and I'm thinking something else. Yes? Anybody else? Pardon? To say the truth. So not to be afraid to say what you want to say. But to be clear doesn't mean that you are blunt. It doesn't mean that you're rude. A lot of people say, you know, I'm very truthful. I always say whatever I feel is right. But they don't see whether they're hurting the other person and what kind of words they're using, what kind of tone they're using. So that wouldn't be what Baba is saying, to be clear. I think to be clear, one needs a lot of courage. Sometimes we know what is good, what is clear, but we're afraid to say it or even accept it to ourselves. So one would be courage, purity of course, and clarity. Not thinking too much, like you said. Simplicity. If I'm too complex, if I'm too many things in my head, I have to be very simple sometimes. So Baba is talking about that also maybe. Simplicity. Honesty. How honest I am in my dealings with myself, with God, with others. To be free of doubts. When there are a lot of doubts in the mind, the water is like muddy water, you know, in a pond. You can't see anything. So you can't understand anything. So, free of doubts. And then, what Baba usually says, plain intellect. Intelligent is there. Intellect is there, but it's plain intellect. It's not that there's no intellect. So, also, when he says to be clear to the Father, today he said, remain clear with the Father. So one is clear, the meaning of clear, and then to be clear to someone, to be clear with the Father. So for that, it would probably mean that I tell him about all my hopes. I tell him about all my desires, my intentions, my feelings, my fears, my shortcomings. See, if I have to be clear with someone, if I want to have a very easy relationship with them, if I want them to understand me, then I need all these things, right? I need to tell them what I'm desiring actually, what is my hope, what is my intention, my feeling, fears, shortcomings. So, this is the relationship that is important to have with Baba. Sometimes they're very used to, because of all these thousands of years dealing with human beings, we have started developing a kind of a mask or a barrier without knowing, unconsciously. So we don't want to disclose everything. We don't want to open everything. We feel, oh no, what will happen? What if they make fun of me? What if they don't understand or they think very small of me? So I do not like to disclose things to human beings. And even if I'm very close to someone, there's always a little bit that I leave. But the Father is not a person. This is a very deep habit we have. And a lot of us suffer because we cannot explain, express, or even disclose. But the Father is the supreme soul of all. And he doesn't think, oh, this one is like this or this one is like that. So whenever I talk to him, he has the same. He's on the same wavelength. He's Ekras. He's always the same. He's unaffected, detached. So I can very openly tell him everything. And this is what I think Baba wants us to develop, to trust him completely. And to know that he has only our good at heart and that he will understand what I'm telling him. So, yes. I think the other way to be clear with him is also, if I do the things that he's asking me to do, there is no complication inside. There's nothing to hide also. So whatever he has been asking me to do, I have to maybe check if I'm doing that, or if I'm using my own manmat in many things. Yes. Yeah. So a person might suppress, he says, or exaggerate or modify. All these things we do when we are dealing with a human being, even with God. So that's what he's telling us, don't do this, please. I think that's what he's trying to tell us today, that you're so used to changing things when you tell people and explaining in a very different way. You're not saying the truth, what you're feeling. And that's why he's probably requesting us today, be clear with me. Just whatever is in your heart, whatever you are, don't even think, is it good, is it bad, shall I do, shall I not do? Oh no, what will he say, what will he think? No need to think so much. So this is having this clear communication with him. Talking means, of course, he can't hear. We're not using the words, but we are thinking in our mind. But to be free from that fear or doubt, first of all, when I sit in front of him, am I free of all these fears and doubts? But the next thing is also, he's talked about a clear intellect. Intellect is very important, we know. To make any decision, we need an intellect. So what would be a clear intellect? Usually when we are dealing with a person, because today's blessing is also about dealing with other people, other souls. Whenever we see somebody that we know, as soon as we see them, the whole file opens up. It's instantly, even if you don't want it just happens, it just opens up. So we might think that, oh, this brother said this yesterday to me, or you know, this one did something the other day, or they were like this, or they are like this. So what happens is that when I see someone and I have to behave in a certain way, but I become biased maybe because of their gender, because of their nationality, or because of their position, I do not look at them as really souls sometimes. Then my intellect will not be clear. So a clear intellect would mean free from any prejudices, totally unbiased, and also free from past memories. Sometimes souls have done something, not to me, but they have done something. They have behaved in a certain way. And as soon as we see them and we have to give them some task, we think, oh, no, this person is like this. It just comes to us. But that person might have changed. And I also need to give them a chance, a new chance. So Baba has also said many times, every day, see everything new. So this would also be a clear intellect. Not mixing anything of even yesterday and then making a judgment. So now, another thing today Baba is saying, that making an accurate decision. We have a lot of gyan. We know a lot of karma philosophy. If this happens, this will happen. If you do this, this is this. We know all the laws. I think we have a huge book of laws. But you know, even a lawyer, suppose he has a lot of laws in his head. He knows everything. But will he be a good lawyer just with that? Just by knowing all the laws? Section 1, Amendment 220, whatever. Will he become a good lawyer? What does he need? He has to use it, yes. And? Anything else? A good lawyer, what does he need to do to make the right decision or to win the case? Anything else? Volumes of books, laws? He has to use yuktis. Tactics. At a certain time, with this person, I have to do like this. If this is a lawyer, this other lawyer is presenting something, then I have to do like this. It cannot be all prepared in advance. You have to see the situation at that time and quickly change and see what will work at that time. Not everything works at every time. So even if I come well prepared, knowing all my rules and laws and regulations, in spite of that, there is something else which I should have to be able to do justice or to win the case. So that means, Baba said today, whatever the situation is at any time, and whatever the mood is of those who come into contact and relationship with you, which would mean that the same decision, the same law would not apply to all. Oh, this is a soul. Oh, this is a soul. And I behave, you know, just the same every time with everyone. It doesn't work. Souls are changing every second. Their mood is changing. The situation is different. So, simply knowing about the disciplines or the laws of karma is not enough. What would I need? What would I need? Baba says, authority of experience. The more we come into complicated situations, complex situations with different souls, it makes us even more experienced. So it's good, in fact, to do that. So, at a certain time, in a certain situation, seeing the mood of the person, I would need to have a lot of experience and wisdom, maturity. I cannot be hasty. All the experiences that I've had from the past, they are there somewhere and they have to just come up. So, experience, wisdom, maturity, and also that soul who's in front of me is in a certain mood. I need to have a genuine feeling of love for that soul. Because sometimes when nothing works, love works. So, that feeling of love, that will help me to discern what the other soul is feeling. Do you agree with that? What the other soul is feeling or what he or she needs. Just have that love also. And that maturity. So, because you see, when someone is in a good mood, you can tell them anything and they can digest it easily. You can even throw a big bombshell and they are okay because they're in a very happy mood. They'll say, oh, they'll think it's a joke and they will take it very easily. Have you seen that? And if somebody is not in a good mood, you tell them even a tiny thing and they just blast off. Because they can't take it at that time. They don't have the energy. They're not stable. So this is why we have to be very careful, or we have to be very, Baba says, yukti yukt. What to do at what time with that person? Everybody goes through mood swings? Yes? You go through mood swings also? You know, right? How you feel when you're in a good mood, happy mood, and when you're not, and somebody says something and you feel so bad. And Baba has been saying yesterday and day before about not to cry. And yesterday we talked about HSP, highly sensitive people. Some people are always highly sensitive. Always. They're like a touch-me-not plant. But sometimes they're not highly sensitive, but they're only that, sometimes only. So we have to really check that. Like Baba said, check the pulse. You have to be a good doctor also to know exactly what's happening to this person. So when someone is in a good mood, they can easily digest your advice. Or even if you have a friendly banter, chit-chat, they don't mind. Otherwise, they're going through something and you're just smiling, and even that can add fuel to the fire. They probably want to slap you because why are you smiling? You know, they can be so sensitive because they're not in a good mood. So I have to be very careful at that time to know that exactly. So if somebody is not in a good mood, and I know they're very sensitive, what shall I do? What shall I do? I know this person It's bitter, very, very tricky now, very dangerous. But I need to do, because Baba said that, you know, I have to make a decision and they have to be included in that decision. So what can I do? Patient, yes? Pardon? Just stay in yourself. But the thing is, I have to make a decision. I am in a meeting. I am in a group. I have to say something. I have to include that person. Yes, which balance? Knowledge and? Knowledge and what? Balance would always be two things, right? Law. And that time the law is not going to work, right? It's not going to work. Any law you have is not going to work. Yeah, so sometimes it's in a group, sometimes it's personal. In the personal, people can still take it. The same thing, if you tell them in a group, they can't take it. Because it hurts their ego, right? And mostly we have to deal with people in groups, in meetings, in service, you know that. So, I just think that it's very important to first make them feel at ease. I'm not going to attack you, I'm not going to, you know, talk like that. Make them feel at ease. It's all right. Yeah, it's fine. How are you? Okay. Whichever word you want to use, or with just your body language, just make them feel at ease. Don't hurry with them. And give respect. I can't think at that time, this person is so sensitive, always so stupid, this person, always behaving like this. I'm already sending wrong vibrations to that person. I know they're like that. How long have I lived with them? How much have I been in their company? I know. So at that time, I really have to become so humble and give respect to them in the mind and also outwardly. And of course, a lot of patience. A lot of patience. I might be the kind of person who wants to take decisions very quickly, or I think quickly, but maybe the other person is not like that. So I really have to learn how to be patient. And in Bharat, usually we don't see that. Everybody's impatient. Everybody. And decisions have to be done quick, fast. But in many other countries, people don't like to be pushed. People want time. They want to think over it. There are many, many things. So you have to see who are you dealing with, like Baba said today. Who are you dealing with? So, patience. I think this is one very important factor, I think, to make an accurate decision with other people, when other people are involved also. And then you say what you have to say. So, two things we talked about, clarity. So one is the clarity of my intellect. Very clean chit. Nothing there when I come in front of that person. Just seeing the person as the soul as he is, that's it. Nothing of the past, no nothing. And then Baba said, remaining clear with the Father. And for that also we had certain points. Because this, yesterday Baba said, just discern and decide. Which sounded very simple, right? It said, okay, fine, I will discern and I'll do it. But today, it's not just that. It's in addition to that. So Baba's making us very, how can I say, very clever, so that we can do it even better. And I had a question yesterday when we discussed all these methods for having a good decision. Did anybody use that yesterday? Did anybody use that yesterday? The points that were given? Or were they in the notebook? Did you use any of the points? And did you have a situation in which you could use it and you said, wow, good, I used this point and it was very useful. Anybody? Sajidmai? So all that was just in writing? Oh, so no situation came yesterday. Oh, no. Because you see, today, like I said, situation will come, because how to move according to the time, how to see the mood, all this needs a lot of experience. And that's why we have to be very glad and thankful if we come across people who are complicated or a situation which is not so good. It's good for us because we learn from it and we become even more mature and wise. So if you didn't have anything yesterday, you probably lost one day of experience. So nobody had any experience yesterday? Nobody took any. No, I mean proof. Experience proof. Oh, so okay. Anyway, I think I had there was something I'd used, so that was, I was glad that I'd heard the points yesterday, because I used it in some decision that I had to make, and it was good. So I think we are all fine then, because success would be this. This would be really success if at every given moment, with anybody that I deal with, in any mood, any situation, I can feel, oh, this was good. I was okay. I was not perturbed. I was not upset. And the other person also was not. Both. Sometimes the other person is not upset, but I am so upset because I'm trying to be patient and I'm getting irritated, but I have to be patient. That would not be called patience. So if in both sides it works well, then I think the decision would be accurate. Okay. Om Shanti. Thank you.